As we approach summer, some of you will be starting to think about what you're going to do during marching season, which is just a short time away. I want to share with you a marching band rehearsal method that has worked really well for me.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I actually probably will not be doing marching band this fall. I know you all feel sorry for me. I'm making a change in my career, and I'm looking at some possibilities with middle school and elementary school. This technique has worked really well for me, and I stole this technique from my friend and colleague, Keith Basalin, who teaches here in Colorado Springs. And this is a technique, I don't know if he invented it, but a technique for rehearsing drill in marching band. And he splits it out into learning and rehearsing. So for the learning, he has them march and count one set. And this is important that you do the counting out loud, and this is without instruments. March and count one set without instruments. Then step two, march and sing still without instruments. Once again, this is probably assuming that you've done a lot of practice with the music so that the music's already ingrained with them. So step two, once again, march and sing without instruments. Step three, march and count out loud. Once again, make sure that they're singing and counting loud with instruments. Step four, march and play a concert F quarter notes. So four quarter notes if you're in 4/4 time, etc. March and play concert F quarter notes. Step five, march and play on a concert F, but the rhythms that you have in the music. And then step six is march and play. Then when he has them rehearsing the set, once again, just one set or a group of sets, sometimes there's some chunking involved, play and place at the beginning of the set and just play through the music. Then march and count that one set, play and place at the end of the set, and then finally play and march. You will find that if you do this, you've gone through each set 10 times, and it sounds like a long amount of time, but by that point, it's going to be close to being in their muscle memory, and you're going to see some great success. So thank you to my friend and colleague, Keith, for that tip that has been so effective in my own marching band. Have a great summer. I will be back in August with some more episodes.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.